Not that I can think of.
You ever heard of a payroller or a chime? Okay. Say if you wanted to go somewhere to buy your groceries for the week, where would you go?
Grocery store, Dale Chestnut, the main.
Have you ever heard any other names for grocery store?
Supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a small one that's not as big as a supermarket that opens pretty early and stays open pretty late? Sometimes the prices are a little higher.
We just call it like Easy or Magic Market.
Okay. Any general names for those?
Mm-mm.
Like convenience stores?
Well, not really.
Not really. Now, when you say magic market, mm-hmm. do you mean a magic market specifically, or could you call, say, a 7-Eleven a magic market and mean the same thing?
Yes, you could call it a magic market. It's not the same.
So you could use that name both. In general
mm-hmm.
for both times. Okay. What about the type of store where you would go to buy specially prepared foods, like make hors d'oeuvres for a party?
Mm-hmm.
Special cheeses or meats or little tiny sandwiches, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Nothing.
Have you ever heard of a delicatessen?
Oh yeah.
Where would those be?
Well, I only know of one, and that's a little farther down Hughes Avenue, close by the airport.
What's the name?
I don't know the name.
Okay, yet. But in general, it would just be
delicatessen.
They ever shorten that?
Deli.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you wanted to grill a hamburger
mm-hmm.
and you didn't want to use the oven, is there something that you could use, you know, a smaller electrical appliance?
I don't know if you could use a microwave, but they have them now that like the pressure cookers, you know, like for hamburgers.
Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to an electric skillet or electric frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Oh, electric skillet and frying pan.
Y'all use one of those?
Sometimes frying pan,
right.
But not very often.
What about a toaster oven? Have you heard of that?
Yes.
You would call it a
toaster oven.
What does it look like?
Well, small microwave.
Small microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Say, if you had to do your laundry, and you didn't have a washer and dryer of your own, there's usually a place where they have coin-operated machines.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that place?
Laundromat and washer.
Okay. And the thing that you put your dirty clothes in, maybe in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
that has a lid.
Dirty clothes hand.
Okay. And say if you were going to clean this rug, what would you
mm-hmm.
probably use?
Vacuum cleaner.
And the thing inside, the bag inside it, where all the dust and dirt collects, you would just call that?
Dust bag.
Okay. Say if you were going to mop a linoleum floor, you'd probably have some kind of a container for your water and detergent that
mm-hmm.
you get the mop into.
Uh-huh.
What would you call that container?
A bucket.
Okay. Would it be made out of any special kind of material?
Mostly plastic.
Plastic, so you call it a
plastic bucket.
A lot of, some people have these things in their kitchen. They're kind of neat, but you can put, you know, trash and garbage in it, and it reduces
mm-hmm.
the bulk of it,
mm-hmm.
so it's easier to handle.
Trash compactor.
And a big container that you just put all your garbage in and set it out for the garbage man, that would be the...
Let me see. Garbage pail, garbage bucket, trash can.
Now, these things, I see them a lot at shopping centers. They're great big old metal things that storekeepers
mm-hmm.
throw all the trash into,
mm-hmm.
and these big trucks will come around with these arms, and they'll pick the whole thing up, you know, and stuff
mm-hmm.
it. Do you have a name for that big metal container?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.